Well, Jane's trying to promote a romance between her niece, Betty, and Carl, nephew of Mr. Ace's real estate partner. So far, whenever the two have met, they've wind up fighting. Last night was no exception. This episode takes place at about 11 the next morning and is in two scenes. The office where Jane's friend Marge works, and then to Mr. Ace's office, where Betty works as secretary and where Carl has just come into the business. But first to Marge. Jane enters. Listen.
Hello, Marge.
Well, good morning, Jane. Come in. What brings you downtown this early?
Marge, I want you to help me out.
Well, what's up?
Well, here's the whole thing in the shell hole. I'm on my way over to the office to see Carl about the way he acted last night. And I want you to tell me what to say to him.
What to say to him?
Yes, you're so clever, Marge. You always just the right thing to say.
Sure.
How I tell him I felt when he walked out in the middle of a bridge game last night and started hollering at Betty, you know.
You want him to apologize, is that it?
Well, yes. Well, not so much to me as to Betty. I mean, I want to act like I'm very mad about last night, and I am as far as that goes. Imagine walking out in the middle of the game without even saying goodbye. That's a fine how you do.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you thought you'd follow it up this morning by having a talk with Carl, is that it?
Yes, that's it. I was going right over there, but I got to thinking I want to be sure to say the right thing.
Such as?
Yes.
I mean, just what do you want to say to him? What impression do you want to leave?
Oh, well, I don't want to say things that'll chase him away so he won't come and see Betty anymore.
Well, if you ask me, I don't think he has the slightest interest in Betty.
Oh, sure he has. You mean just on account of the fight they had last night over a bridge game? Well, that's nothing. Why, people fight over bridge games every day. How about that woman that even shot her husband over a bridge game and they buried him with simple honors? Why, that was nothing last night.
Oh, you think not, huh?
No. So you see, I only want to tell him I'm mad that he acted terribly to Betty, and he ought to do something about it. Make up, you know. Because I think they make a perfect couple, especially Betty.
Yes, they both have terrible tempers.
Yes, and they have a lot that's common, and they can get to be very good friends, or at least engaged.
Oh,
well, they can if we handle this right. So I want you to tell me just what to say.
Well, now, let me see. I think your attitude should be one of the insulted hostess.
What's that?
Well, you were hostess last night. Carl was your guest, and he insulted you and your hospitality. You're very hurt.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's awfully good.
Well, go on. Look hurt.
Oh, let me see now. Ouch. How's that?
No, Jane, that'll never do.
Well, that's the way I look when I'm hurt. I remember once I hit my thumb with a hammer and
This is a different kind of a hurt. You're insulted. You're mad.
Oh, well, I'll frown like this.
Well, that's a little better. You could look more hurt than that.
No, I don't think I can unless something hurts. Oh, I know. I'll pinch myself like this. There.
That's it. You not only look hurt, you look quite miserable. That's fine.
Well, thanks, Mark. Now, what'll I say to him?
Well, you just say that you felt very hurt at the way he acted last night, and the least he could do was to respect your hospitality.
The least he could do... No, not so fast. What was that?
Is to respect your hospitality.
Respect my hospitality, yes. Now, something about Betty, Marge.
Well, just tell him that after all, Betty is your niece, and you don't think he acted very gentlemanly. And from the little I know of Carl, I think that'll make him apologize all right.
But how about Betty?
Well, make him apologize to her, too.
Well, yes, but I'd like something more to say.
I know what. Say that the only way he can atone for his sin is to take
you... What was that?
The only way he can atone for his sin is to take you and Betty to lunch today.
Oh, that's marvelous. I like that part. Say that again. How'd you say it?
Well, the only way he can atone for last night is to take you and Betty to lunch. That'll be the penalty he must pay.
Oh, I'll pay for mine. I mean, I don't like to
pay
him.
All right, Jane. You pay for yours.
Yes, we'll go in Dutch. I like that. Now, let me see if I got it. First, I look hurt. I'll pinch myself like this. And then when he asks me what's the matter, I'll tell him I look hurt like this because of the way he insulted me last night.
And your hospitality. Don't forget that.
Oh, yes, I...
Well, Carl, you did a very good job on these new leases. That college education your uncle spends so much money on is going to come in handy in this business. You've found quite a few loopholes in these leases.
Oh, they were quite obvious.
Well, they are now, anyhow. Now, what we have to do is notify all our tenants that the new leases are coming up. I think it would be best if you wrote the letters yourself.
Well, if you think so.
Oh, sure, because you'll have to phrase them legally. I don't know much about that. Suppose you do it. I'm going out this morning. I'll be gone most of the day. You can have the whole office to yourself. Oh, Betty will take the dictation. Oh, Betty, come in here a minute. You'll have to write about 50 letters. Most of them, of course, will be duplicates. I think you ought to write one form for the apartments and another for the business building.
Did you call me, Uncle Abe?
Oh, yes, Betty. Come here a minute. We're changing the form on our new leases, and we have to notify all our tenants. Now, Carl's going to have to write letters to all of them, and I want you to take the dictation for him.
Do I have to?
Do you? What do you mean, do you have to?
I assure you, it's just as unpleasant to me as it is to you.
Then why bother me?
It wasn't my idea.
Wait a minute, you two. This is business. This is a business office. What kind of talk is that?
Strictly business, as far as I'm concerned. I don't like it, but what can I do?
Well, don't think I'm overjoyed at the prospect
now,
of having...
Now, wait, stop that.
Well, if he thinks
Betty,
he can...
did you hear me? I don't care a bit about any personal feelings that you two may have about each other when business is concerned. Now, he has to get these letters out. You're working here and he's working here. Now, you two get together and pay attention to business and stop this foolishness.
Well...
We ought to get these letters out at once, shouldn't we?
Well, yes, I guess so.
Well, get to work. Get your notebook, Betty.
I have it.
Well, all right. I'm going down to the bank and I won't be back till after lunch sometime. And when I come back, I expect to find those letters ready for my signature. Yeah, I see.
Well?
We're going to get out two different and separate form letters, one to apartment buildings and one to business buildings. And I'll dictate the apartment letter first. Dear sir, you'll have to fill in the various names of the apartment superintendent.
I understand all that. Proceed with the letter.
Dear sir.
I have that.
Well, stop jumping at me. I'm trying to phrase this. Our legal department has prepared a new lease form with several changes. With several changes.
I have that.
I know. I'm trying to think. With several changes which we underline in the enclosed form. Now make that in the form which you find enclosed. No, let it go the way you had it, the enclosed form.
Will you make up your mind?
Well, I've never dictated a letter before. I can't coordinate. Besides, I've no more interest in this kind of work than the man in the moon.
Well, why don't you quit?
I'd certainly like nothing better. This whole idea was my uncle's in the first place.
Oh, afraid your rich old uncle will cut you out of his will.
I don't care a hang for his will.
Well, it seems to me you're taking a lot of punishment for nothing, then. If you don't like this business, why hang around?
Because in a weak moment, I promised him I'd settle down to a business career.
Don't tell me you have weak moments.
Well, I did have one. But I learned my lesson from her.
Oh, a girl, huh?
Yes, I'm the last girl. As far as I'm concerned, women don't exist.
Substitute the word men for women, and you have my idea exactly.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, yes. Your aunt did tell me something about some 40-year-old gent you had a schoolgirl crush on.
She told you about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should have known.
That's quite amusing.
It may be to you.
No, I guess it's not at that. I take it back.
Don't bother to apologize.
All right, I won't.
Let's get on with this work.
Yeah. Where was I?
Several changes in the leases, which we underline in the enclosed form.
Oh, yes, yes. Please study these changes carefully. What is that word I'm trying to think of?
I'm sure I don't know.
Please study these changes carefully.
This is the slowest letter I think I've ever taken.
I'm sorry. I'm awfully sorry if I'm keeping you from going anywhere. Don't mind me.
Well, please get on with it.
I'm trying to, if you'll stop disturbing me.
Oh, if I'm a disturbing influence, maybe I should quit here.
Maybe we both should.
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care what happens to me.
Well, that's just the way I feel about myself.
Well, at least we have something in common. Please study these changes carefully. Go on.
Please study these changes carefully. You must have loved this man quite a lot.
What if I did?
Nothing. Only I know how you feel, that's all.
Oh, no, you don't. Men never know.
I think I do. You feel empty, let down. Everything seems futile. You even wonder why you go on living, why anybody goes on living. Don't you?
Is that the way you feel?
Mm-hmm. And you?
Exactly, only I'm surprised you could understand it well enough to put it into words.
After what I went through?
You must have been pretty much in love yourself.
I can never feel that way again.
Neither can I.
Then... And we understand each other.
I think so, yes.
Well, at least we won't be shouting at each other, ready to bite each other whenever we meet.
No, I guess we won't.
Oh, just friends who understand each other, right?
Right.
Oh, shall we shake on it?
I don't mind. Here's my hand.
Here's mine.
Well, shall we get on with this letter?
Oh, yeah. Where were we?
Please study these changes carefully.
Oh, yes. Please study these
changes. Hello, Betty.
Oh, hello, Aunt Jane.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Ace.
Ouch.
What?
Why do I look hurt this way, you mean? It's because of the way you insulted me and my hostility.
Oh, you mean last night. Well, I'm awfully sorry, and I apologize for behaving like a boor.
Yes, but if you want to atone for what...
And I apologize to you, too, Betty.
Well, I think I have a little apologizing to do myself.
Well, then we're even, aren't we?
Oh, no, not yet. If you want to atone for what...
Oh, yes. Please study the changes carefully.
If you want to atone for what...
Speaking of changes, you know, I feel a change myself as if a load has been lifted from my shoulders, don't you?
I think so. I think it was just talking it over with someone who understands.
Sure, that was my trouble. Who could I talk to, my uncle?
Of course not. And look what I've got. If you want to atone
for... There used to be a lot I want to talk about now. 12 o'clock, how about lunch?
I do feel hungry first time in days.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not through talking.
But how about these letters?
Plenty of time after lunch. Where's your hat?
It's out there. I'll get it. Carl, if you want to talk...
Where should we go?
Oh, I don't care.
Where do you usually go?
Oh, anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Oh, nothing matters, does it?
No. Well, that's abdominal. Imagine walking out and leaving me sitting here like a bum on a log. After I work my...
Well, it looks as if the romance has started in spite of Jane and her effort to bring Betty and Carl together. But the young, misunderstood lovers find something new to upset them when Uncle Neff hears about it, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.